Hey, just left the store. I will be there shortly. Got something for you and the baby. So I will see you in a little bit. Yeah, put the beers in the freezer. And we'll have a good time.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on, I'm a little flash.
Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting, it can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Road to Stardom Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is Road on Road to Stardom Radio, 6 hours. Yeah, the show today. Appreciate you joining. Get this show started. As you know, Diddy's got hit with another lawsuit. A young lady said that back in the day, industry party, it was at Paul's house, and Diddy took her to the room, raped her, and then while doing this, Aaron walks in the room to see what's going on. I guess she's trying to say Aaron Hall participated as well, or Joel went down and didn't do anything. This is floating around the internet. And if you remember, at when the VOE finally to the airwaves on Wednesday, Boy 6, we talked about Reed being accused of sexual assault, as well as Axl Rose. Yes, the rocker Axl Rose. Some of you, huh? Axl Rose, it happened in the 80s. Yep, this case happened in the 80s. Now, Javier, I don't know his last name, but he was part of Bad Boy. He's also now been hit with a sexual assault. And the mayor of New York, Adams, has been hit with a sexual assault. Lord have mercy. Cassie shared a story, and to Diddy, everybody on the woodworks. And but not diminishing anything that happened to these men, but back in the day, and this is before Diddy was ever, you know, this is before LA was known. Back in the day, I'm talking about the music parents listened to. I mean, they were growing up too, but back in the day, if the women really liked an artist, they would sneak to their hotel. They would find a hotel, artists would stay in, and they would sneak to their hotel room. Their hotel room. You can't sneak in to a hotel room, right, and go do that. And then if something happens to you, you say, oh, I was assaulted. But what was going on at his hotel room? He didn't invite you. That celebrity didn't invite you. were you doing at the hotel room? What was your intention going there? Right? Me and the second lady said it happened at an industry party that was at Emma Hall's house. And, you know, did some things. She said she was there with her friend. Friend got separated. She wound up in the room with Diddy, and it happened. And after all that happened, like I said, Aaron Hall in the room saw what happened, saw, and she left the room, reunited with her friend, and that, you know, and they left the party. Like I said, I'm diminishing anything that happened to these women that are putting out these lawsuits. These suits, because it happened so long ago, you cannot prove anything criminally. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? You cannot prove anything happened to you criminally because it happened so long ago. It's like, didn't take no risk. You know what I'm saying? You didn't go to the ER. Get a rape kit done. It was raped. You didn't do any of that. You just went home and exit out of your mind. But, ladies, it goes away. If you, the person who did it, say you put on bars. Okay, did he go to jail? But he did. Still have to look at that. When we talked about it on the road, we talked about it on BOE for the airwaves. I said, you have to tell your story. You just, you can tell it without mentioning any names. So this way your story is out there, right? This way your story is out there. You have to mention any names. Because I'm gonna tell you this. The internet is good at finding out who a person is talking about, especially not mentioning any names. Because if you say, yeah, it happened, he was at a party at a celebrity's house, you know, some people put two and two together and say, wait a minute, figure it out for themselves. And, you know, even though you say any name, by them figuring out themselves, he will put the art and say, oh, I figured out, and I think she's talking about this person. And, you know, when we were talking on VO, when we talk about the assault, I forgot what it was, you know, days have passed. I talked about it. And in the article, there's this law that took place in New York where even though what happened years ago, you can still press school charges, not criminal charges, against the person to you. And Cassie was able to sue Diddy civilly and get money. Yep. And Diddy, someone named, a guy named Inger who used to work for Diddy, is going on different podcasts spinning things about Diddy. He said, this, I think he was trying to say that Diddy, okay, but you work for Diddy, you saw things, but we don't have facts. You are a blogger, and you want to say about a celebrity. better have back up what you're saying, because you don't want to end Tasha K and pay that $11 million because you said something unfactual. She and some girl, the girl she knew Cardi, she was at Cardi B's house, that Cardi B got herpes, and Tasha K repeated, you know, did they with the girl, and going along with the narrative, and every chance she got to come there, she was, you know, she was saying Cardi B got herpes, saying something about Cardi B that's not factual. And no receipts to back it up. What Cardi B did, one of the things she did to the case is she took a test to prove she had herpes. She took a test to prove she didn't have herpes. Now, when people get it, they normally have a belt. So you're not going to be able to know if you get tested by a doctor and a doctor tell you. Because some people don't, some people break out to where it's noticeable. They don't break out. And so that's why you got to get tested. Cardi B did. Cardi B, you know, the girl lied. If you're paying for information, right, and they claim they got information on a celebrity that nobody knows but them, right, and you are a blogger or a person who does interviews, and you pay these people for their information, you gotta make sure that it's factual, that you got receipts to back up what they're saying. Because if you don't, you will be sued, just like Tasha K got sued by B, and you will be paying the labs a lot of money. Tasha K did it again. If you and the guy claim that he saw and Dwayne Martin had sex with Dwayne Martin, Justin, it was the one on the bottom, and Dwayne was the one on the top. Right? You gotta, you know, when you put these stories out there, you gotta have the back up with your hand. You gotta have receipts. Don't go by what somebody tell you, oh, because they used to work for Disney or they used to work for in the hot seat. You gotta make sure you're gonna be named in that lawsuit when they sue that person. Be named in the lawsuit. You ain't got no money for a lawyer. When a person with money can get the best in the world. And when you ain't got money, you got whatever lawyer you can get. Always, if you get yourself a drink, make sure you have facts to back up what you're saying. If you don't, open yourself up to lawsuits from these celebrities. So, you know, we got Eric Adams. I don't remember his last name. I don't know his name. I used to work with Diddy. You got L.A. Reid. You got Astro. Has been in the mix. But with Uncle Luke, different. Lori Velez used to be a video vixen. And that he was grooming, meaning that he was grooming, saying he was grooming females. This is what she said. Uncle Luke did, heard what she said, and he put a video. And he knows what his brand is. You know the songs Uncle Luke came out with Too Loud Crew, Me So Horny, and all that stuff, Doodle Brown, and all that stuff. You know the songs he came out with. So you know his brand, his persona. And he was trying to groom people. And she said, happened back in the day. He was like, nah, you ain't going to put dirt on my name and me not it up. So he made, you know, video, posted it to, it got posted to social media, clearing his name. He can sue her. He can sue Gloria Velez because she, this is what out of her mouth. She don't have receipts to back it up. She don't have facts to back it up. You understand? I think just because Cassie came out and said what she did, that, oh, this gives me an opportunity to come out and say this is what was going on in the industry. As a part of the industry. But if you don't have to back it up, you're putting information out there that's not true. And because of these allegations coming out about Diddy, Diddy stepped down chairman of still owns it. He's just not chairman anymore. He's down. Know who's taking his place, and I feel sorry for all the people who chose on the show, like me and EFN's Drink Champs. You know, when you want the episode of Drink Champs, you watch it the way we vote on YouTube. I'm sure it's on TV, on the TV channel as well. I watch it through YouTube. Watch it through YouTube. Yep. That's a crazy thing. I, you know, Diddy stepped into because everything that Diddy has his name behind is going to start to crumble because of allegations. I'm going to have companies not wanting to work with him because of these allegations. You know, Macy's pulled his clothes, dropped him. I think he's still making John John clothing, but Macy's dropped his clothing line because of these allegations. But I never knew John John was going on. And, you know, I'm going to, I was looking at something and showed Javier, Eric Adams, and I think the other one was L.A. Reid. But I already knew about L.A. Reid. Know about Eric Adams. So I'm going to pull it up. Let's see here. I'm trying to see. I must think, looked up Adam's name, and I'm looking for an article that about the sexual assault, and I'm not seeing anything. I found it. Found it through CBS. Is that okay? Here we go. Okay. I'm looking. Okay. Says the mayor tells CBS News New York claim absolutely did not happen. CBS News New York's Shosh Bedrosian has the latest on. This is a video, and I'm trying to. There's a video. So it's a video. Okay, you know they always play a commercial for the video.
$5 million. Woman who says spokesperson for New York State's Adult Survivors at CBS2, Josh Pedrosian, outside City Hall in Lower Manhattan with the latest on this morning.
Doug and Natalie, the three-page filing in this case does not name details of this alleged assault, but it does say, it does name Adams and other city agencies, defendants, is outwardly denying the accusation.
The accusation absolutely did not happen.
As Mayor Eric Adams served up hot meals and about women on Thanksgiving Day, he was also denying a sexual assault allegation that was against him in a new lawsuit. A woman named Adams sexually assaulted her in 1993 when he was working with NYPD and while she was in the city of New York. The lawsuit says, quote, claims brought here allege intentional and negligent acts and omissions for physical, psychological, and other injuries as a result of the conducts that constitute sexual offenses. She's now seeking at least $4 million. She also named the NYPD Transit Bureau and NYPD Girls Association.
Absolutely never happened, and you know, it's just unfortunate.
The allegation actually passed the statute of limitations and 2 years ago to sue, but the lawsuit was filed nearly 24 hours before the Adult Services Act expired. According to the governor's office, it's created a 1 year look back window for survivors of sexual abuse that apparently were over the age of 18 to sue their abusers regardless of when it happened. Celebrities Sean Diddy Combs, Jamie Foxx, Axl Rose, Stevens were also accused of sexual assault in lawsuits that were filed before the deadline. I spoke from City Hall with the mayor of who this person is, and quote, he would not do anything to harm another person, and obviously denied any such claims. Now, we reached out to the attorney that filed the lawsuit in addition to the accuser, and we are still waiting to hear back. We are live outside. I'm just
All right,
Shosh,
thank you so much.
Okay. Right there, Mayor Evans saying he don't know who this woman is. That's why the lawsuit happened in 93, he was still a cop. And he was a cop, this happened. Yep. He was still a cop, that's when it happened. Yeah. I think I got this. Okay. For the background noise, the video was playing in the background. But, say it was Diddy. We got Diddy. Mayor Eric Adams, L.A. Reid, Jamie Foxx, Axl Rose, Steven Tyler, Javier. So let me, I want to see. So said there's another altogether three is Cassie and these two other women, but okay. This is C calling. Well, Diddy did rap for a bit, but he's not a rapper. And this is from the BBC. It says, the new complaint alleges he and singer, songwriter Aaron Hall took turns. See, I told you, Aaron Hall's name. So, the person said, sorry. She didn't say, well, she said Aaron Hall did something, but she said they was, when I saw somebody post about I didn't see the part. I didn't read where they were taking. So this article, it says the new complaint alleging singer for the Amazon raping and her friend in 1990 have been obtained by U.S. media, including Rolling Stone. A representative of Mr. Combs, these are fake claims, falsely alleging the conduct from years ago out at the last minute. This is nothing but a money grab. He is an easy target for anonymous accusers who lie but to benefit. The representative said DC has also contacted Mr. Hall. The flurry of recent lawsuits comes as the New York Abuse Survivors Act, which allows victims of sexual abuse to sue after the statute of limitations ends on the 24th of November. Deadline progress of sex claims. The act passed to the impact of trauma on sexual survivors of Howard, making people from forward. Multiple high-profile people are facing sexual assault laws under the act, including Fox, Axel Rose, all denied the allegations against them. In the latest filing, the woman referred to as Jane Doe, seeing her friend in an event in New York, hosted by a restaurant where they met Mr. Cole and Mr. Cole. The woman alleged two men ordered the pair drinks to drink and later invited them back to Mr. Cole's apartment where the woman claimed she was coerced into having sex with Mr. Cole. I'm going to pause this right here. Because I want to say something. And I'm not trying to diminish these women that this didn't happen to. I get you at an industry party. I get it, you've been drinking all night at the industry party. And Diddy comes up to you. And Aaron Hall comes up to you. Or one of them comes up to you. Okay, let's go back to my home. Could be Queenie. Because, you know, guys do that. If they got a friend that lives nearby, they'll say, let me take you to so we can get more Queenie. Because, you know, there's parties or, you know, be able to get a Queenie. So, I mean, you know, like that, I can see a person walking up to another person saying that. Or if it's their house, you know, extra room, they go into the extra room, peace and quiet, and they can get to know each other. I'm going to get back into this. The woman, two men offered the pair drinks. Okay. The legal action also Mr. Cones in Angel's home days later and became silent. Excuse me. The legal also alleged Mr. Cones visited Jane Doe's home a few days later and became pregnant. He was with Jane Doe's friend, would tell the girl he was with at the time what he and Doe had done to them. It says, the law filed in New York Supreme Court alleges Jane Doe informed a close friend about what her claim she sought medical treatment to heal from trauma visit upon her. It is the third sexual assault lawsuit Mr. Combs faced this month. On the second alleged, Mr. Combs has sexually assaulted into Joy Dickinson in 91. She says that during the time she was drugged by a rapper, resulting in her being in a physical state where she cannot independently drug Dickinson the place he was staying with sexually assaulted according to the lawsuit. In a statement to the BBC, a spokesperson, Mr. Combs, said the allegations were not credible and purely money grabbing more. According to the adult survivors, Mr. Combs, spokesperson said that the last minute lawsuit is an attempt, an example of a well-intentioned law can be turned on his hand. Dickerson said on Friday statement that filing the lawsuit brought great relief. I feel as if the darkness has been lifted and I really move forward in achieving my full potential, she said. Here comes the first lawsuit, which was by his former partner, Sandra Torre, R&B singer known as Cassie, last week. Ventura accused the musical of rape and sex trafficking, and that the producer raped and beat her over 10 years from when she was 19 to 37. The two reached a settlement a day after the suit was filed. Mr. Combs had not missed Ventura, when his lawyer said that the sentence to settle was not an admission of wrongdoing. And the representative for Diddy is right. You're right. It can be a money grab. Because think of it like this, y'all. It like this. If she didn't put out her lawsuit, the same woman who also accused Diddy would sue. Hmm? Will they sue if Cassie put out her lawsuit? We have to think about that. We have to think about that. Would they have put out their lawsuit if Cassie didn't put out her? And I'm gonna say I don't think so. I don't think so. If Cassie didn't put out her lawsuit, I don't think these two women would have put out their. They still would have been living with trauma, knowing that he's out here living his best life, even though he did what he did to them. If you gotta think about it like that, you have to think about it like that, because the reason why I say you have to think about it like that is because there are some people out there that are money hungry. Because how the end of all the stuff you could think of, how did Aaron Hall get involved in this with Diddy? I don't even think Aaron Hall and Diddy bring up industry parties. You're going to see each other at industry parties. But Aaron Hall and Diddy don't hang out. I don't think Aaron Hall and Diddy hang out with each other. So when this story came out and Aaron Hall was mentioned in the story, I'm kind of a little confused because I'm like, oh, they in the same industry that I'm in. Because I'm in the industry, Diddy don't mean I hang out with Diddy. I'm saying, like, there are some celebs that are in the same industry as Diddy that don't hang out with Diddy. You understand what I'm saying? There are people who are in the industry with Diddy that don't hang with Diddy, but they know Diddy is because they were introduced to him at industry parties. If I'm in this position, and I'm, like, Cassie's position, because Cassie was his artist, then turned from his artist, his girlfriend. If I was in Cassie's position, if these things happen, I'm assumed. And I'm going to say I appreciate him giving me my still giving me my start in this industry, but what he did was wrong. You understand what I'm saying? And like I said, you tell your story, you don't have to mention things. Because I'm telling you, you put your up there, people will digging down the rabbit hole to try to figure out who it is you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, people who will go down that rabbit hole to figure out who you're trying to, who you're talking about. And if they feel they figured it out, they will share that information. You might hear me say, is this who you're talking about? You can say yes or no. Like, you know, Jamie Foxx, that it happened at a top lounge restaurant in New York City. And I'm like, so. And then, and the person, the woman said that when security, because they was cut. You know, when you at a club and you catch some touches your eye or you catch their eye and try to holler at you, you know they're going to slide to the, you know y'all going to slide in the cut so nobody can see y'all, where's quiet, see each other. Talking to each other and to know each other. Oh, yeah, I think. And she said, the woman said, Jamie Foxx put his hands down her pants. Whatever she had on, he put his hands down there. He put it in her cootie cat. And he put it in her butt. And she said that it hurt and that. From that experience, she didn't really have sex anymore. That's her experience. But not for nothing, I'm not saying the top, I'm not trying to diminish nobody's experience, but a lot of these celebrities do hang out at clubs. They have security with them. They have their security system. And if anybody close to the security, the bodyguard, whoever, is gonna step in and like, no, you cannot speak to the Fox or whoever the celebrity is. I'm not gonna let you get close. And that Jamie would be at a New York lounge hanging, having drinks by himself, getting drunk. He had to be there for a reason. Maybe another industry was having a party. He was there party. She said he was drunk. Did Jamie mention, go look if the article of Jamie's sexual, she said he was drunk. The security that was there, I guess the restaurant's lounge's security, saw what was going down and just walked away. If I'm at a club, I've been to clubs where celebrities were in there. I've been places as big as Jamie Foxx, but they were known, you know, celebrities. You understand? They with their people, you know what I'm saying? They have a good time with their peoples and stuff. Like I said, I'm trying to meet anybody saying they were sexually assaulted by these, like Diddy, you know, by these celebrities. I'm not trying. But you have, as a person who speaks on topics like this, and you gotta devil's advocate. You can't say, oh, right away, it's true, I'm going to marry these women. Because like Diddy's representative said, what if it's a money grab? Right? What if it's a money grab? Because they know, because they trying to get like Cassie. Just think about it, right? Cassie him for 30. He said, I don't know what he settled for, but he settled with Cassie. Right? He didn't give it a 30 million, but he settled for something. Now, if these women are sharing his story, think he's going to settle with them like he did with Cassie. So they would get some kind of money. Now, all these suits happened years ago. Axl Rose's happened in the '80s. All these happened, I think, eighties, so early in. I don't know when Guns N' Roses started, because Guns N' Roses is my favorite rock group. But I don't know when their career started. But if it was early in their career, she said the ladies on Axl Rose in the 80s. The article said it was in the 80s. So when you think about it, right? So let's say 83. Little kid at the time. In 83, I'm a little kid. She said, back to this hotel room. You know, and that's, she, something happened, she left the room, another lady was in there, and he was yelling at this lady, so pissed off at the lady he had in the room with him already, that he went in looking for her, found her, took her back to the room where everything happened. But she said the lady who is suing Axl Rose civilly, she would have slept with Axl Rose. It said that in the article that she said she would have slept with him. Yep. Sucks. It really sucks. And I think of Diddy's, the guy who worked for Diddy, that's his name. I can't remember it. I can't remember his name. But nobody's really talking about him. Even though he worked for Bad Boy, he's not a big name. Even a big name like Diddy and L.A. Reid, you know? You got to understand, women out there who lie, make up stories like these representatives have for money. Right? Because not only if the story is true, not only ruining the two people, if that's, let's just say the story isn't true. Right? Everybody believes the story is true because Diddy said passing. She claimed that she said Diddy raped her. So now other women coming out with their story, people tend to believe it because so the case with Cassie. But when you throw Aaron Horn mix, we didn't hear nothing about Aaron Hall really in the industry except for his drug use. It's the only thing about Aaron Hall we heard about. His drug use, that's it. Because, you know, being in this industry, you get sucked into the drugs. You get on the pee without doing, you get sucked in. You know, do it the fin. A lot of people doing drugs just to fit in this industry. Because depending on who the person is, your career is out of their hands. Yep. They hold your career in the palm of their hands. I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see if the article comes up about Javier, but it came up. Diddy's name is coming up. But, you know, Mayor Adams' name is coming up. So, yeah. So here's an article saying why so many men sue for sexual assault. I'm going to share that article. Okay, it says here. Tommy Combs, Rosa Singer, Rosa E. Fox, New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo, and New York City Mayor Eric Adams, Holiday, we can start right after headline, declare that a different famous man had been accused of sexual assault. Swiftly, despite all allegations, that time is due to the survivors. Special New York State law that granted victims a one-year window in which to sue alleged sexual abuse. And the institution say help them. More than 30,000 lawsuits were filed thanks to the statute, which expired on November 24, according to the New York Times. While the last minute similarly lawsuits are not playing that, many of the lawsuits filed under the act were brought against private citizens, employers, and institutions, as prisons, the New York City Police Department, and hospitals, the victims failed to stop sexual abuse. More than 470 cases alleged abuse at Rikers Island alone. No evidence to know about the act and powerful individuals now in lawsuits. Now, when I did the airways on Wednesday, what the Survivors Act was. I'll share it again for those listening to 6 and Roll on 6 and Roll. In 2022, the New York State Legislature passed the Adult Survivors Act, which victims 18 or older at the time they were sexually abused, 1 year window in which by civil lawsuits, even if the statute of limitations for their claims have expired at the time. New York has recently extended the period in which people can be justified for sex crimes in civil or criminal cases to 20, but the law that cover claims passed. The Adult Survivors Act, which was in effect in November 24, 2022, and November 2020, sought to retroactively fill that gap in civil cases, in addition to allowing legal action against alleged abuse, including an institutional liability provision allowing survivors to file claims against institutions they enabled abuse. The legislation is modeled after the New York Victims Act, gave survivors of child sexual abuse 2 years to file civil lawsuits. Nearly 7,000 lawsuits were filed over that period. Many institutions such as the Catholic Church. Who has been sued under the Adult Survivors Act? Many prominent figures in Hollywood, the music industry, and politics have been sued under the statute. One of the first cases after the Act was against former President Donald Trump. Writer E. Jean Carroll accused Trump of sexually assaulting her in 1996. A jury found Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation, awarding Carroll $5 million in damages. The former president has continued to deny the allegations. Harvey Weinstein and Bobby both of whom have been accused of sexual abuse by dozens of women in recent years were also sued under the act. Alongside institutions, the plaintiffs claim that nothing can stop their abuse. As the deadline under the act approached in recent weeks, plaintiffs filed a series of cases against more entertainment industry heavyweights and politicians. Under the control by his ex-partner Cassie, real name Cassie Ventura, who alleged had another abuse, violence, and sex trafficking throughout the relationship. He quickly settled the case, was then sued to more women, claiming that he sexually abused them. Cohen spokesperson called their claims fabricated and accused the women of exploiting their adult survivors act. All is not Harvey. His name is Harv. It's not Harvey. I'm saying the name wrong. It's Harv Pierre, the former president of Combs' Bad Boy Entertainment, by an assistant. As he said, sort of her several times between 26th and 27th, other music executives such as Jimmy Cavine, and ex-Grammys CEO Neil Portnow have also been sued by women alleging sexual abuse. Jimmy Iovine? Wow. I ain't know about that. Have also been sued by women alleging sexual abuse by guns from an actor sued by a model who claims he violently assaulted her in his New York hotel room in 1999, Rose says he has no reason of ever meeting his accuser. Photographer Ted Richardson was sued by a model alleging he assaulted her on set in 2004 and sold photos of the incident. The woman also named Trump model management. The now defunct agency found by the former president, which at the time, as a defendant, a second woman filed a civil lawsuit against Richardson under the assault in 2003. Richardson has previously called out of the sexual conduct against him a witch hunt. Cuba Jr. was sued by two women who said he groped them in two separate incidents in 2018 and 2019, while after 25 was by Doe, plaintiff claims he sexually assaulted her in NYC in 2015. Gooding has not commented on the lawsuit. The restaurant supporters are named in the suit against Fox, who claims the assault happened. New York City Mayor will sue a woman claims he sexually assaulted her while they were both working in the city. Adam claims he has never met his accuser. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was also sued by a former who accused him of continued sexual harassment, including claims that he groped and retaliated against her once she reported him. Cuomo has long denied claims. One realize now that that has expired. It may be years before these cases as adults make it to trial if they ever get that far. And while the world to file new lawsuits has closed, advocates are working on legislative efforts to re-extend it or else find a permanent solution once the New York State legislature comes back in session next year. Advocates argue the statute of limitations on sexual are too restrictive and that new legislation will allow survivors to obtain closure, as well as that victims who didn't know the statute or were unable to come forward with their claims. So, yeah. Crazy, y'all. Alrighty. So, yeah. That's how Survivors Act that is in New York City. And all those names mentioned, those cases were filed them in New York because that's what happened in New York City. Yep, this is crazy. We got over the names again. We got L.A. We got Diddy. We got Aaron Paul. We got Harvey. We got Axl Rose. Steven Tyler. Jamie Foxx. These are all recent cases, several cases of sexual assault. Now, this is, I said this. It's going to be hard to prove civilly. Cases are going to be hard to prove civilly. These cases are going to be hard to prove civilly. These cases are going to be hard to prove civilly because it's your word against theirs. You know they're going to have the best lawyers. In their case, as law and order, you see them get. That's how these celebrities are going to be in that courtroom during trial. I remember watching an episode, and the lawyer berated the woman what she wore, but what she was wearing when she raped. They're in the scantily clad, that she was dressing too sexy. You know, I'm like, no matter how a woman dresses, it doesn't give the man the right to take them in a kind of way, force themselves on them, and then they just because of what they got on. Like, that doesn't give you the right. A woman can have butt pains because of the way her body is shaped. She has curves. You know, that might turn a man on in some way. You know what I'm saying? So, you can't minimize the victim again because you're trying to judge your client for the dirty things he was doing. You trying to say, oh, because she had on this skin tight dress, gave him the right to try to do what he did. No, it doesn't. As women say, my body, my choice. And there are women who, just like in the Axl Rose story, she said she would have slept with Axl Rose. what he did to the other woman out there. After she did, he did what he did to the other woman. She was like, I'm here, but he went and found her and brought her back to him, and then she said that's when it happened. Instead of her own words, that she was up with him. And, like, a lot of these people, not, but most of these guys in the entertainment industry do drugs. So it's not really them. It's them, you know, the drugs take, what type of drugs are taking, the drugs take over. The drugs take over. So, you know, they do stuff under the influence of alcohol, under the influence of drugs, and then when they're sober, they don't remember anything. Yep. There are people who get drunk to the point that they black and don't remember anything. For you women there who like wine and party, if you drink like a fish, do it in the privacy of your own home. Don't do it out in the club, because that's when there'll be people out there taking advantage of you. Just like, and one of the women said that Diddy, the girl that said that Diddy raped her and her friend, Diddy in the hallway telling her, saying that she was by Diddy. And when you whacked out your mind off of alcohol, you never in the right state of mind. Even if you whacked out your mind off of drugs, you never in the right state of mind. So you're going to wind up doing things that you don't do on a normal basis. And there are some people who go around saying stuff like this for the money. They know that the celebrity is not going to be out there. Yep, the celebrity's not gonna want it out there. They that rape somebody. So they will settle quickly to keep that a secret. And I've been saying, so you can tell the story. Tell your story things. Say, well, in 1993, this is what happened to me. I was at an industry party, and this celebrity came up to me. We was talking, drinking. It got, he into a private room because he wanted to talk more, get to know me, and all of a sudden, the table turn, and you can share your story. People, trust me, in your details of telling your story, if you say, this is where it happened, you can say a place where it happened, you can say it was an interesting party, right? Get those facts. And you don't have to drop this alone, because I'm telling you, the internet will figure it out. People on social media will figure it out. Everybody says this. Why they wait so long to tell their story? Why they wait so long to say something? Because, like said, that didn't tell he was going to do something to her and her family. When kids get molested, person to say stuff. You tell your mother. You tell I'm gonna kill your family. So kids get scared. They don't want nothing to happen to their family member, so they don't tell. Ladies and even men, you gotta tell your story. I know men don't tell a story because they get laughed at. When a man tells a story about it being sexually assaulted by a woman, they get laughed at. Like, people think funny and says he's sexually assaulted. He didn't ask that woman to grope him. He didn't ask that woman to take advantage of him. He did not. You know, when a guy is young and he has sex with an older woman, y'all think it's a right message. When it's a older and a younger woman in the same situation happens where, oh, he's a pedophile, he's a creep. He should be ashamed of himself. But when it's happening to men, it's funny. Sexual assault is not funny who it happens to. It shares the story of the woman being hit by the brick. And everybody's trying to pull up a story. You know, they pulling up old videos of her pulling up old videos that had nothing to do with being hit with a brick. Try to correlate the two videos and you know, discredit her about being hit with a brick. You got people even there, 2 cents just for clicks and views to say they was there and she deserved what she got. You know, men being sexually assaulted, nothing to laugh about. It's not funny. A lot of these men who were sexually assaulted when they were young boys by women. Tyler was sexually assaulted by a grown man. He was a kid. He shared his story. At first, I'm sure everybody thought that he was assaulted by another man because, you know, they've been thinking Tyler Perry's gay. But no, it was a woman. And it's like, I tell you, when men tell their story, people, it's not funny. When men tell their story, people laugh and it's not funny. It's not funny at all. It's sad. And I'm being truthful about it. It's sad. This is why victims want to share their story because especially men don't want to be laughed, especially a man talking to another man who was sexually assaulted by a woman or raped by a woman. They laugh at them. And it's not. It's not right. Yeah. It's crazy. More stories, even though the statue has ended the Privacy Act, people are still going to come up with a story. There are going to be more stories coming out. There's going to be more stories coming out. And all I got to say, just tell your story. You ain't mentioned no name. His story out there. Yeah, I'm just sorry. If you remember the color purple, NC was raised by his father and was sexually abusing Celie. Now, two kids that Celie had, Color Purple, were by her father. I know some of y'all might be thinking, her father, incest? Yes, it's incest. And incest happened. I wrote my career years ago. I wrote a story called Runaway. I think this was around the time that I think it was Mary J. Blige and Ludacris did a song together called Runaway. Mary and Lou. Right now, I can't remember the rapper was Luda. I can't remember. I think it was Luda. And I think it was the time I started writing the story. One of the characters I wrote about, the father was on drugs, the mother was on drugs. The father was trying to have sex with his own daughter. You know, say your father your father's love. So, and in my story, the father told his daughter. He supposed to try it first before the basically he's supposed to try it first before any other man. What do you know? I think how I got the story, not because of the song Runaway, but I was watching either Jerry or Maury, one of them. One of the stories on the show about incest. I think that's how I came up with my story. And I'm like, what father does that to a child? They supposed first one to try. What? Like when you're a creative person, sometimes it comes out as a creative person. You know, there are people that are molested by a family member, uncle, a cousin, their own brother. You know, so like it's crazy when you think about it. You know, I'm trying to remember what I did with the story. I didn't finish it. I think I had about either 6 characters in each, you know, in their story, they ran away. You know, one of my characters, you know, they ran away. One guy who's not only sleeping with them, also pimping her out. She shared her story, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna protect you." Ends up sleeping with her and pimping her out. Like, to me, it's crazy that you as a man, I share with you my story, and you take it upon yourself to not only use my story to your advantage, but also pimp me out. Yep. One, if I find a story, I will share it on the show to get the people's opinion. If I find it, I'll share it on the show one day, get the people's opinion. Radio 206 in Rhode Island, Rhode Island Radio 6 Fast Radio. We've been talking about the sexual assault with Diddy, Aaron Hall, Fox, Axl Rose, Steven Tyler, Ahar Pierre that works for Diddy, who at Bad Boy. Who else? Because of these allegations, Diddy has to be chairman of Revolt. He stepped down. When the allegations came out, Harvey Weinstein, he had to step down as chairman of his production with his brother. Because even though it hasn't been proven that it's true, or just have your name associated with that. You understand, have your name associated, and then you guys think, these other companies are not going to work with your company because of the situation you're in. And they're going to tell you to step down anyway because of allegations. See, if I was Diddy, I would sell. No. Because if he sells his shares, I'm over here thinking, if he sells his shares of Revolt, he's going to sell it that when all this blow over, he can buy it back from them. You got to think about it like that. Who can we sell it to? Is two, and when all the dies down, buy it back. I don't think people would want to buy it. If Diddy want to try to sell it, I don't think anybody want to buy it from him. Even if they went and revamped it, still, it's a blemish name. Because by Diddy. It has a blemish on his name. So that's the crazy thing. Think about it. I'm sure the same thing with Weinstein. You know, he stepped down. It's like, who would buy it from? Knowing what's attached with it. Knowing that the sexual allegations, them sexual allegations attached to it. Yep. Now, sexual allegations. To which I don't know if anybody's going to want to buy anything from Diddy. Well. is not the show, and the whole show we've been talking about sexual assault. It's like the last show. The B.O. show. A lot about sexual assault. Crazy. It's crazy. I just tell your story. Well, the next show that we have for you on Roll to Start tonight, 11 p.m., The Experience. Being another one of the best in indie music. And tomorrow night, Six Size Radio, or afternoon, Six Size Radio, 4 p.m., we have Bible Study with Missionary King. And then at 7 p.m. is my Bible Study. Also, Missionary Ken. And if you join Bible Study with Missionary Ken at 7, the number to call in is 424-439-617. If you want to just listen to it through your phone or computer, just go to blogtalkradio.com/sizeradio. Yep. Yep. So, yeah. I'm sorry about this background noise, y'all. I hit something on the computer. They got the narration going on. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm telling you, more allegations will come out about artists. But more industry people. I'm going to say artists. Some more industry people. I want to send condolences out to the family of Gene Knight. If you don't know Gene Knight, Gene Knight sings the song Looking at News. I can't remember the song. Let me do. Oops. Let me pull up the article from Soul Track, because I found out she passed. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think, is it the song? I don't think so. I'm trying to, let's see here. Oh, Mr. Big. You know what song I was thinking of? Gene sing Mr. Big Stuff. But you know what I was thinking that came to my mind? When I was thinking of her, the one at, but I think that's by the Honeycombs, not by Gene Wright. And the one as Young and Free. I was thinking that song. I was thinking of that song. Not Mr. Stuff. So it says, today we say goodbye to the night upon the best known for the 1971 smashing Big Stuff. She was age 80. New Orleans one night was working two jobs in New Orleans singing in car when she called and called Mr. Big Stuff in 1971. It's sad, Mr. Big Stuff, who you think you are. Southern Soul was situated by fun and outdoor singing. The song was picked up by Memphis Stacks Records and shot straight to the and soul charts. It also earned a Grammy Award nomination and prime spot on television shows around the U.S. Excuse me, y'all. Mr. Big Stuff was certainly a signature song, but it wasn't her only hit. Nearly a decade later, she signed with the Stolen label and recorded a fun. She's papers. But I've Got the Man. A response to Richard Dimples Fields' number one hit, She's Got Papers on Me. It was a half decade before she hit again the novelty hit My Toot. Night toured regularly for decades at her last hit. Often in multi-act soul and funk concerts, her last major recording was in 2007 when she issued Me from the Superbad soundtrack. Night was a singer whose voice and approach lifted every song she touched, and she will be strutting away to her biggest hits is to come. Guys, Big Stuff, You Think You're Hot Stuff. Take Him, You Can Have My... A little bit of something. Talk about Joe. You City Slicker, Carry On, YouTube. That one... Him, You Can Have My... You know what I'm thinking? I don't know what to see, but you know what this song is I'm thinking? That she's taking You Can Have My Leftovers. That's what I'm thinking. What she's saying. Take him. You can have my leftovers. If that's the type, it'll be hilarious if that's the title. Take it out of my life. Oh, well, our condolences go out to my family. Make a peace mission. Thank you for the music you put out throughout the years. Six sides of the world is starting. Somebody else passed away not too long ago, and it wasn't just Gene Knight. I can't remember, though. I can't remember who it was. Yeah, that's... So, let's see what upcoming is about to drop from these great artists. Let's see what we got. This, let's see here. We got, so, CD issue collection is G on December 1st at Innocence. A album is dropping on December 1st. Alicia Keys, Diary of Alicia Keys, Mariah Carey, It's a Wrap, December 4th. Why is Kenji's list of the same December 1st? Or maybe the song Innocence dropping on the 1st and the whole album was dropping on the 8th. True, All Over Your Face, that's December 8th. Omarion, Full Circle song, Sign Up 2, December 15th, Ty Smith, that's my girl, Until We Meet Again, Shirley Jones, and Love and Tribute to Bernie and Valerie Joan. I guess, Artie Bell and the Jones. The album 1969. They re-released an Archie. That's a group. Nada, Water in the Desert. Second, Eileen. The Sweet Spot. Not Sweet. W-E-E. It's the Hotel Suite. Mushroom Shoals Horn. Russia, February 11th, 2024, Coming Home, PL, Back to Love, Time to Dream Love, Spring 2024, Cowboy Ty Cause is coming out with music, Door, Solid Love, Confunction, and The Family's In. They back together. Instead, the song that they put out that I love, I can't remember it. The Force Indeed, and it's continuing the legacy. Shaka Khan to be announced. Maxwell Midnight. They're supposed to drop that. He's been supposed to drop that because he was supposed to drop 3 albums in 1 year. All the same title. We got 2 minutes left. Probably the only thing else to talk about is the industry because it makes sense. We got nothing else to talk about to these things here. But so as you know, the radio is looking for artists, new music player on the stage. So if you're an indie artist, no matter what genre, we're looking for your music. The music play, you gotta hit us up at rosecrans2010@gmail.com. You're gonna send your bio, a picture, bio, picture, and your music. You're gonna send me the bio and picture. See, all artists get featured on Road to Stardom website. We ask for a picture. Get pictures set up on the website. And you can send as many songs as you want to send. You don't have to send one. Because sometimes what we do on the radio, play, say you send me 5 songs. So, play your 5 songs along with other artists' music, you know, so familiar with music and stuff like that. Yep. And depending on songs. If you have enough, you send in music for a show, you get your own show. Yep. You go into the on the radio, as you will see, others having their own, meaning nothing but their music being played for the whole show. So if you send enough music for a 2-hour show, that can happen to you. What variation you know, you can listen to, and if nothing but your music, or that you live, that you listen to, and they play nothing but one artist throughout the whole show. I'm signing a radio tribute show to artists. Like Joe LaVert, we did a tribute to Joe LaVert. Voice them in for the artists and their music. I said, if you have enough, we give you an appreciation show because we appreciate that you've given us your music to play for the people out there at the station. So, they also call us at 207-399-0014. And they'll tell you again how to get your music played, even though I've just explained it, but sometimes people forget. So they keep the number on hand, tell you how to get your music played. If you're looking for an interview, you hit us up at the email and the number I just mentioned. I'll tell you how you get it. I'm going to start again. Yep. Like I said, all genres are welcome. All genres. Country, rock, pop, jazz, gospel, R&B, hip-hop. This is why we play genres on the stage, because that's all genres. Listen to these ones. Even if you are an EDM artist, they'll play music. Yep. Even if you, like, if you are an EDM artist, they'll play music. So, you hit us an interview, get the info back. Don't be like, if you're the manager of the artist, always let us know that you're the manager and not the artist. Just because my manager asked me for an interview and I told him exactly what he needed to do for us to have an interview, and then I didn't hear nothing back. And then all of a sudden, I get an email with his manager and ask again the same thing that he sent me an email for. I think that as the manager of this art office, that you talk to a lot of stations to try to get their music played. I get that, but with Roll the Star here, you can get continuous airplay. Once you get Roll the Star, always get played on Stardom. Don't think that if you sent one song, that's it, I can't send no more music. No, keep sending the music. Every time you drop, keep sending. Don't keep sending. This is my new single. I gave you the single that started off the album. Here's the second single. Here's the third single. Here's the fourth single. Whatever. Just keep sending the music as they play. If you tune in, the music get played, you might be disappointed. I'm not here I'm trying to just tune. You might get disappointed because you might tune in on it, but we're not playing our music. So if you're an R&B artist, you might tune in when we're playing country. So that's why you don't hear this song. I know you're getting your head like, they said and I tuned in on Hear My Music because that day you tuned in, we were playing country, or we were playing gospel, or we were playing rock. Only sometimes I do hip-hop, R&B, throw some country in there, maybe gospel. I'll play like maybe four different genres in one show. And if you tune in and I'm playing R&B, and it's like, tuned in, I haven't heard my song yet, because I put it at the top of the show. Show at 11. Your song could have been the first song of the night. So if you tune in the middle of the show, you're not going to hear your song played if you're tuned in the middle of the show. Or your song, maybe the last song for the night. You know, I may decide to say, you know what? I'll play it as the song of the night. So, if you tune in, and some people, they tune in to the whole show. They listen for their song to be played, and then they don't listen anymore. That's why I said the song could be played in the beginning. If you listen towards the end, you've been played in the loop. I'm debuting the song. If I'm debuting the song, I will play more than one. So it will get played in the beginning and at the end. And what's so great about being played on Roller Starting Radio, Six Sides Radio, is that all shows are archived. So you can go back and listen. Like right now, if I say a song, and you say, you know what, that's my song. It's my song. You can share the show, and they listen to the show, and hear your song being featured in the show. Hear your song being featured in the show. I want artists. Like, here on the side of this, if you promise, if we're going to play your music, we're going to play your music. I don't want you, as an artist, to ever think that we're just on the side of radio is just to say it. No. Either you get this airplane, we're just on the radio. Success is something different. You know, they will play your music. Yep. And, So for Rosa Star, we are thinking about doing a freestyle show to give rappers the opportunity to show off their talent. So you are a freestyler. Hit me up. RollerStarting2010@gmail.com. Let me know you're a freestyler. If you want, you don't have to, but if you want, you can send a snippet of you freestyling. Because I come with a lot of rappers, but most of them freestyle. So it's like, if they freestyle, it don't make sense to freestyle show when they don't freestyle. I'm a boy too. He's like, I don't freestyle, but yeah, you should do it. Like, yeah, you should do it. And I won, you know, wasn't that bad show. But if you are a rapper, but you don't freestyle, you know, send them away. Because always, Worldstorm is always about helping the artists and way that we can help. In any kind of way that we can help. So if you, like I said, freestyler, you know, you call, we do the show, call in, do your freestyle, get some a chance. Hey, if you don't want that call in, you can freestyle your show if you want to. No, I don't have any problem with that. Freestyle with beat or without beat. We'll make sure there's a beat freestyle. One that don't freeze, you like down without a pen. The floor was, you know what I'm saying? The airways was. So then close to time to say goodbye to all our people. We'll be back next Tuesday in another District 6 road. Speaking on the topics that hitting the news, the internet, media. We will be discussing those topics. And if you have an opinion you want to join, you can call 424-243-7 or 845-277-956. That is the number two. Guys, radio. So if you want to join in on 6 and give your opinion to whatever we're discussing, the numbers you can call, hit the 1, you hit the 1. That's how you want to join in on the conversation. If you have a topic of your own you may want to discuss, you can do so. You can always email roadstarting2010@gmail.com and email topic and we'll just know if we're going to discuss or not, and you can join in the discussion. I know the hot topic right now about T.I. and Tiny Son, you know, arguing with them at the game, at the Hawks, the Falcons game, and I know hot topic right now, but I ain't want to talk about that. Because being talking about the sexuality, I want to continue with talking about that and, you know. So, on the Roger Stone Radio, we do a show called Your Business Show. Next one is the 30th. December 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So mark your calendar if you are an entrepreneur, a business owner, or an author. Anyone with something to promote, you can call 845-277-956 and promote what you got going on. If you are party promoting, you can promote what you got going on. Yep. If you're promoting, you can call in to promote what you got going on. My bad. So, the show is over. Oh gosh, getting on my nerves. I'm trying to open up Sixers' mic and. You go. What's up, Six? Okay, your mic is open. So, I've been talking and not paying attention to the board. The end of the show, and I'm just now seeing that. Sorry, that's just not opening your mic. I just now.
Maybe I'm on that. Heartthrob from the 80s. How are you?
Oh gosh.
How was your thing?
It was good. Yours. You gotta come on early. You can't come late. You gotta come on early.
You're the boss. You can't spend the show. I mean, a lot of things I do.
No, I cannot extend the show. I have another show.
You're not the boss then, huh?
I am the boss of my own nation. Okay. You got to call an early show.
Got to call it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, damn it. I'll be fine early for next week.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be on next week. That's good, right?
Okay.
All right. Well,
we got a minute. We got a minute and 47 seconds left.
Now you see heartthrob from Eddie. On 6th Road. Show
where I'll be singing and talking about my career. What you gonna be singing? What you gonna be singing? Okay.
And do you a favor. I know he hasn't called the Big Side Radio Network group. Join that group. Hell of a group. Hell of a group on Facebook. Yes.
In that group? Are you in the group?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I finally think my number one is you, oh my God. Yeah.
Sound like the song. Does it sound like the 80s? So, I get ready for the show, so.
Next Tuesday.
You're on time, 8 o'clock.
You better. All right, good night.
Good night. All righty, everybody. That is it for 6th and Road on 6th Sides Radio. Starting ready with the next show. One love.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right. righty, 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 good night. Good night, good night, good night. Good night.